here we are on a Thursday. It's Andy in the Morning. It's Magic 95.1 WAJ. I'm my wife Mel in studio helping out this morning.
Good morning.
As always, thanks for hanging out with us, making us a part of your morning routine. We'll get to what's trending with our news. Interesting day today. Coliseum, Home and Garden Show. Home and Garden Show is back. Home and Garden Show was the event that sort of said, oh, golly. Golly gee willikers. COVID-19's in Northeast Indiana.
Oh, gosh. A whole year ago.
A year plus. And
yes.
So Home and Garden Show is typically in February. This year it's in April, and we'll see how that goes today. $12 admission. Kids 1500 and free. Parking still $6. And if you're a senior, 62 years of age or older, $8. But you got to get those tickets at the box office. Let's get to what's trending with our news. President Joe Biden announced yesterday all U.S. forces are set to withdraw from Afghanistan by September 11th, which will mark the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks that triggered the initial conflict, calling for the end of the two-decade war that saw over 775,000 U.S. troops serve, over 2,300 killed. President Biden said the U.S. has accomplished their main objective of ensuring that Afghanistan won't remain a base for which terrorists can attack our homeland again. Of course, he said the U.S. now needs to shift its focus to target terrorism threats that have become more dispersed around the world, which is a good segue to the next story. The Biden administration is preparing to announce sanctions in response to the massive Russian hacking campaigns that have breached vital federal agencies. Maybe you didn't know that, but like 9 of our federal agencies have been hacked by Russia. Of course, we know about election interference in the past, or at least rumored to be. That intrusion, Russian hackers are believed to have widely used software that enabled them to have access, like I said, to the networks of 9 government agencies. So that more than likely means your socius toast.
I'm sorry. Socius toast.
Thanks.
Is that it's funny, but it's not funny, you know what I'm saying? I think you do.
I do.
Yeah.
Democrats are looking to introduce a bill that would expand the Supreme Court from 9 justices to 13. Many don't think it will happen, including me. The size of the Supreme Court, which has fluctuated a little since it was established in 1789.
1789.
That sounds like Hamilton.
Yeah, and I about swore on air because yeah. the next word would have gotten me in trouble.
So the Supreme Court's been around since 1789 and has remained at 9 justices since 1869, which isn't as fun to rhyme because it's not part of Hamilton.
No.
Today is typically tax day in America, but this year, of course, we're given an extension. The IRS is overwhelmed. They're screwing up people's stimuluses, mainly ours, and so you have an extra month to file. Reminder that now that new tax deadline is May 17th. That's a quick peek as to what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. It's Andy in the Morning. It's Magic 95.1. We're going to do the segment Ask Andy's Wife Mel Anything. So I asked on social media last evening, and I'm doing so right now. If you want to chime in, fine. Do it. 260-467-9500. You're allowed to ask my wife anything. We'll put her on the spot. Lisa writes in, what's the most romantic thing that Andy has ever done for you?
Why are we laughing at this already? Oh, king of romance. Yeah.
This is not my strong suit. Let me just set you up. So if you want to throw me right under the bus, totally get it.
But to be fair, I'm also probably not the best recipient of romance, right?
You're pretty critical of some of those things.
Not critical, but I'm just like, I don't need that.
Sure.
You don't need it. But I
have my answer, by the way. Let's newlywed game this. I have my answer to what you're going to write down. Okay, go ahead.
Because there's one thing. When I lived in Boston.
Yes. That's it.
Andy was in Atlanta on a radio show down there, and he surprised me and he flew up. I was having a birthday party with some friends,
yep.
And he buzzed my all my friends were up in my apartment at the time, which was a fifth floor walk up, and someone was ringing. I was like, everybody's here. Who could it be? And someone buzzed him in, which is kind of irresponsible downtown Boston.
Yeah, look at it now. That's right. Yeah.
And he just showed up at my door. So that was very, I was very excited. It was very romantic. And then that story ended up on that radio show in Atlanta as well.
Yeah, that was really just me trying to search for more mic time.
Yeah.
On that radio
show.
Yeah.
He's like, I need something to get me some air time. Yep.
So I'm gonna go spend this.
See, it wasn't even about me, guys. And now we know exactly how Andy is. Yeah. He's like, oh well, this'll kill two birds.
Yes, that's true. I was like, I'll be romantic and get more airtime.
At least you're admitting it. Yeah.
That's true. It's Andy in the Morning, my wife Mel in studio. Ask Mel anything. Andy in the Morning, hi, go ahead.
Hi, I just wondered what Andy's bad habit is that she wishes she could change.
Bad habit of mine. Thank you for the call that you wish you could change about me.
I would say, ooh, it's definitely the nakedness.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He knows what I'm talking about. We live on kind of a busy road.
Oh, man.
And Andy has this thing, our laundry room is downstairs, and he has this thing where he just doesn't like to carry his dirty laundry bathroom upstairs from the shower. So he prefers to take his clothes off in the laundry room and then slowly just kind of saunter up the stairs. We never shut the front window. And sometimes I just don't mention it. And then the other night he was just kind of sauntering around and I was like, dude, it's nighttime. Our window is open.
Right.
Anyone can see you. And he's just like, I don't care. And I'm like, maybe you should care.
I honestly don't care if anybody sees me naked. I am blocked. The kitchen island blocks your giblets. You
oh my
know,
gosh,
like nobody's
no.
seeing anything. Nobody,
this particular
you can't see in.
No, this particular time you were in clear view.
No, I was just, I was naked drinking milk from the fridge. That's what I remember this exchange.
Yeah, this is normal. And you can be seen, I can see the fridge from the road.
Naked in the house before a shower. Never been caught once. Sandy in the Morning. Hey, it's Magic 95.1. My wife, Mel, in studio this morning.
Good morning.
So if you know anything about me, I'm a sucker for dating stats. I think dating analytics from websites is interesting to me. What people are into, what versus what they say they are. You know,
sure.
I can tell your clicks. Dating.com just ran a survey that they found people love butt pics.
This is ridiculous. No.
98% of people say they really like getting butt selfies from somebody.
No. Butt selfie is not a thing.
Versus a regular selfie. You would rather see a butt pic than your face.
What do these people, what do their faces look like?
So usually, just so you know, that, and I asked, I did, you know, I got to dig deeper. I thought, are we bare butt or are we clothed butt?
Yeah, ooh, good question.
Usually that means butt and clothes.
Okay.
... we think. So, again, odds are, according to dating.com, heavily in the favor that people would rather see your butt, both genders, than see your face.
So, can I ask you, would you rather receive...
Face.
Okay.
I would rather see... Yeah, I would rather...
I don't know whether to be happy or completely offended by how quickly he responded to that.
Because you're going to ask...
I was saying me. Like, would you rather have
me send you a... Oh, I thought in general. I thought...
Face! Face, definitely face.
I thought if I was on a dating site, which would I prefer?
Uh-huh.
I think
I don't want to see your butt either, so it's
I don't,
totally fine.
Yes.
Okay. So that is, it's important to know whether it's clothed or unclothed butt selfie.
It's an important distinction.
Yes.
And again, when I get into a stat, I don't just graze the surface. I dig
deeper. Yeah.
64% of people said that they have sent a butt pic in the last year.
Okay.
Doesn't that seem high?
Yeah, that's, again, this is one of those where I'm calling no.
Can I also ask this? I feel like, let's assume you were asked or tasked to get a butt selfie.
Okay.
I don't know how one goes about it.
You have to have like an Apple Watch, and then you have to place your phone somewhere, and then you have to trigger it from your Apple Watch.
I don't know that that's going to be great.
Well, you could really spend some time finding a good angle.
Hmm.
So do we have time this morning for you to try to take a good butt selfie?
Oh, I can take a butt selfie. I don't know if we have enough time to make it a good one.
Yeah, you're right. The key here is selfie. It's not like you're having a friend take a picture of your butt.
Yeah, that's also weird.
Yeah, no, it is. But I don't know. Girls could be like,
that.
Yeah,
girls
we do that
stuff all the time.
I mean, I've never had a girlfriend say, hey, can you take a picture of my
butt
for me?
I'm on this dating site, and I think things are progressing to the point where I finally need to get that butt pic over and help a girl out.
Yeah, you know, I just can't quite get it right. So when you're not taking it yourself, though, it's no longer a butt selfie.
Then what is it?
It's just a picture of your butt.
I don't know that everyone needs to know, but if you had multiple butts, see, I thought the selfie implied not who took the picture, how many butts were in the picture.
What?
Yeah, like if you and I are in a picture, is that a selfie or is a selfie just a single person in a photo?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know what a selfie is. I don't know.
I think is a selfie must be just a picture you took yourself.
Okay.
Or is it a picture you took yourself of yourself?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
We know nothing. We've learned we know nothing.
We know nothing. This is like when I said my baby was woke and all I meant was he was awake more, and that's not what woke means.
That's not what woke means. You should have consulted me on that, too. Sandy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. My wife, Mel, is in studio this morning.
Morning.
And I should have been filming what was ever just happening over there on the other side of the board.
I'm glad you weren't. You couldn't see it.
I couldn't see it. I heard a lot of it.
What did you hear?
Heavy breathing, mm-hmm. Panting.
Panting? Okay.
At one point, like a sound of a large rubber band snapping, because what did you bring with you today to work, apparently?
I have some exercise bands, a little bouncy ball.
Are you using our kids, like, outdoor kickball?
Yeah. Yeah, so...
To do what?
Some core exercises. I don't know if you know this, but I've had 3 children, and my stomach
Your pelvic floor?
It's like a... empty balloon. There's probably lots of other ways I could describe it, but and it was almost cute being pregnant, like, oh, I'm all filled out, and then all the air just seeped out of the balloon
and you got that shriveled
and I'm
mess.
Not even looking for a six pack here. I'm just trying not to pee my pants, you know. Like, that's all I want.
I think that's all we all want. Is that too much to ask in life? Is that too much to ask?
I'd really like it if I didn't have to carry around an extra pair of underwear with me everywhere I went.
How often do you leak?
I don't leak. Are we really going there?
I don't know. I felt like that was a very journalistic follow-up question.
No, sure. This is real life. I mean, every woman who's given birth can commiserate with this. No, I don't actually leak, but, you know, if my husband makes me laugh really hard.
Or the kids do, right, yeah.
They're, you know, I might pee my pants.
This is the old joke. Like, when I took Hudson to that birthday party at Sky Zone the other day, it was full of mothers who were like, can't bounce on that. I haven't been able to bounce since I gave birth, or else I pee.
Wait, were there actually women saying that
to
you?
Like, yeah.
Not to you, but around you, like you overheard it?
I overheard two, and then was talking to another mom about why she doesn't jump.
Yeah, it's true. And like, anytime you sneeze, if I sneeze right now, you can just assume I peed my pants.
Hmm. So you brought your exercise band. Is there anything else that you brought in your bag of tricks today? You got you're like Carrot Top over there.
I mean, you don't really want it. I mean, I have extra underwear for myself. I have extra underwear for our children. I've got diapers. I've got...
Oh, but just the unique thing today is your CrossFit gear, apparently. Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm really determined to repair my pelvic floor. And
hashtag that right there.
And it's going to take some time. And so I thought, you know, we got some downtime in the studio, and it would be a great time for me to get this ab work in today.
Sandy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. My wife Mel in studio this morning. Magic Trivia, playing for a pair of passes to not this weekend, but next Saturday's Michiana Wine Festival over at Headwaters Park here in downtown Fort Wayne. Our number, 260-467-9500. 1% of people have attended purposely a virtual work meeting this year without one of these on. What is it? Again, 260-467-9500. It's Andy in the morning. Hi, what's your guess?
Pants
is not the right answer we are looking for. But
nuts.
But keep in mind, I'm letting you know that you're close. You are close, as they would say. You're warm. I do have stats on that. Let's see. 8% of people have purposely attended on camera with no pants. Andy in the morning. Hi, what's your guess?
Is that a bra?
without a bra is not right.
Good guess.
Thank you for the call. You guys are on different Zoom calls than when I get on. I mean, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Andy in the morning, hi, what's your guess?
Is it underwear?
It's not underwear, no, but something more blatant. Andy in the morning, hi, what's your guess?
A mask.
A mask is not right. No, Andy in the morning, let's do it. Without a what?
Shirt.
Yes!
Shirt. Ding, 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 ding.
That is exactly right.
The key there was 1%, a very 1%. Small percent. 1%.
Yes. Well,
I was thinking it's more than likely men. I really don't see women just coming to a work meeting on a Zoom, you know?
Well, I don't have a shirt on right now, so...
I mean, you're in the office with Andy. Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. 1% of people working from home have purposely attended on-camera work meetings shirtless. Another 1% also admit to intentionally being completely nude while their cameras are on. Who is this, by the way?
My name's Ashley.
Well, Ashley, again, fully clothed. The Michiana Wine Festival's coming up, not this weekend, but next. And we want to get you and somebody else who has a shirt in with us.
Yes.
Shirts are...
Have a shirt on.
Good.
They're
good.
Not optional.
Well, after a couple drinks, we'll see where things go at the wine festival.
But
we'll start clothed. All right, hang on. We're going to get some information behind the scenes. It's Andy in the morning. Getting set for showbiz news. Andy in the morning, Magic 95.1. My wife is in studio. Sun and clouds today. Temperatures, we're going to get to the low 50s. It'll be a little chilly today. 37 out now. Home and Garden Show starts today. Before we get to Hollywood news, I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on the stat that we had this morning with trivia. Can I read that again? Can I just reset this?
Sure. Please do.
1% of people working from home over the last year have purposely attended an on-camera work meeting shirtless. Another 1% have been completely naked. Is it wrong of me to ask that that number should be at 0%?
No, absolutely not. Especially the completely... Well, I was going to say the completely naked, but if you're topless and they can't see the bottom, what does it matter at that point?
I mean, you're right. I mean, throw a caution in the wind.
Just take it all off, yeah.
I'm going to throw it out there. I don't expect a huge response on this, but if anybody has had a naked or shirtless work conference call this year via Zoom... I would like to hear more about that.
Yeah.
At 260-467-9500.
Some context, like you were just getting out of the shower, but you were leading the meeting and you were grabbing your shirt.
I don't know. I mean, I understand if someone comes into your meeting and they're naked because they didn't know you were on. You know, like, hey, I'm broadcasting from my office and my husband comes in without his shirt on. That stuff happens. I get that.
Accidents. That's sure.
Teachers have been talking about that. There's kids are doing Zoom homework and mom and dad are getting dressed in the background wearing nothing but their skivs.
Right. But I mean, are you sitting there and you click start and you know you don't have a shirt on?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You cognizantly don't have shirts and pants on.
Yeah.
That is amazing to me.
Yeah, and I want to talk to your boss.
I mostly want to know what industry you're in.
Well, that too.
That's all right. In the meantime, here we go. Show business. Bernie Madoff passed away. I don't even know if that's Hollywood news, even though he had a bunch of actors and actresses' money.
Yeah, that's true.
The man behind the largest Ponzi scheme in history passed away in prison at the age of 82. Former Bachelor Colton Underwood came out as gay yesterday. He says he's the happiest he's ever been in his life. It sets him up for a Netflix series, but here is him yesterday on Good Morning America with Robin Roberts.
I've ran from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time, and I'm gay, and I came to terms with that earlier this year and have been processing it. And the next step in all of this was sort of letting people know. Still nervous, but I'm like the happiest and healthiest I've ever been in my life, and that means the world to me.
I mean what a personal prison he must have been in.
Sure.
Conflicted with that, and then on The Bachelor.
Ugh. I can't even imagine, but life should get better now for him.
Billy Eichner, this is really sort of like, I don't know what this is, sort of eerie. He was doing a skit with Colton Underwood on Jimmy Kimmel back in 2019 and basically said exactly what happened yesterday.
The first thing I do, I'm gay. I know that's a shock, Colton. That I think you should look into. Maybe you're the first gay bachelor and we don't even know.
I
put that in your promo. See you later.
Do you hear him just stumble there?
Yeah, he's didn't know what to say.
Yeah, because I am.
Yeah, maybe at that point he just wanted to come out right then.
Kara Sedgwick said she was invited to Tom Cruise's house over 30 years ago. I think it was to watch a screening of A Few Good Men, which co-starred her husband, Kevin Bacon, and Tom Cruise. And while wandering around the house, she shares this story on the Drew Barrymore talk show, which is the worst talk show ever. that she was wandering around the house snooping and saw a button under the mantle. She's like, well, I wonder what this button does. Is it like a secret, you know, does the secret room reveal itself?
Who presses the button?
She presses the bat button. Nothing happened. She told Tom, she goes, I got to be honest with you. I touched that button. He goes, oh my gosh, you did? That's the panic button. The cops are on the way.
Oh my gosh.
That's the last time she saw Tom Cruise. He's never invited her back ever since.
He has very high standards for his friends, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh. That's what's happening in Hollywood.
What you need to know to be in the know. Andy in the Morning on Magic 95.1.